We are live, and it is, help me, Julia, what's today's date? The 11th of March,
Yes, that's right.
10:30 in the morning or thereabouts, and I am with Julia, who is a psychology student in Mannheim and in your final year. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. It's my last semester.
Big changes on the horizon. And before they let you or release you into the grips of humanity, you have to do one big thing. Which
Yes, that's
is, what
my
is this
bachelor's
big,
thesis.
your bachelor's thesis? Okay, so can you tell us about this? And what it is you are going to do in your bachelor thesis.
It's a kind of field experiment, and I will do it at the faculty of educational psychology.
So what topic are you going to discuss or write your thesis about?
The topic is procrastination, which means that you intend to do something, but then you don't do it. And I want to explain if self-efficacy plays a role in procrastination, or is a factor that affects procrastination.
Okay, so before we dive into this a little deeper, hand on your heart, Julia, do you procrastinate yourself?
Of course. I think almost everyone does. There are many tasks I don't like to do, so I do something else instead. And for a short time, it makes you feel better because you've done something else, but the other tasks won't go away, so maybe it's
So there's the built-in hope that if you are distracted, the task will feel ignored and run away because you are not looking after it. Yeah, it's not getting any attention. Okay. So you are a procrastinator. So would you consider yourself an expert in doing a bachelor thesis on procrastination because you have a lot of experience in this field already.
Yes, maybe. I've never seen it this way before, but yes, I think it helps. If you know the problem, you try to.
To solve it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you are an expert. So the people who will read this thesis will understand that they are dealing with an expert. Okay, now, so this is a field study that you're going to do. So, can you describe this field study to me? Who is the target group? How are you going to conduct this field study? What is the goal of the field study? I vaguely remember the last time we talked about this, the professor who gave you this thesis has some sort of a computer program that you and another person are going to test. So can you paint the picture about all of this?
Yes, my supervisor has developed a learning software for students, especially for the psychology students at the University of Mannheim. And this software is aimed to help learning or assist learning for lectures of our study. So what I'm going to do, I will use this software to get my data. So every time a student logs on to the software, he or she will have to answer certain questions. And then we will measure some more data, for example, how long he or she uses the software and maybe how many questions he or she answers, and so on. And from this data, I will then yes, calculate my
By results, yeah,
results.
and you come to a conclusion. Okay, can you describe this software to us? If I log into this software, what is it supposed to do if I'm a student? How does it help me? And what can I do with it?
We have some complicated lectures at the beginning of the study. It's statistics, which is very important for psychology students, and especially at the University of Mannheim, they really focus on methods and statistics and quantitative analysis. It's a very difficult subject, and the software is based on the lecture, and you can practice everything you learn in the lecture, because the lecture is not really practical or hands-on, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's not very hands-on. It's a lot of theory, yeah.
And with the help of the software, you can practice. You can really do the calculations and learn how it works.
So it's like exercises that are related to the content of the lecture, yeah. So you would have the theory as delivered by the person giving the lecture, and then the software consists of practical learning exercises to deepen and help understand what the lecturer is talking about. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So how does this tie into procrastination?
For example, you could formulate the theory that when you study for an exam and the exam is far, far away, you won't put as much effort into your study as when it's maybe next week. So you can see that the students log in more often at the end of the semester when the exam is close, and they spend a lot of more time with the software when the exam is closed than before. So you could come to the conclusion that they procrastinate because they keep waiting until the end of the semester to start learning.
So, is one of the goals of this software that you people have created, is it to try and show that learning is a continuous process and not to be done at the last minute, exam or no exam? That if you just spend 5 minutes a day looking at some statistic exercises, you take the pressure of last minute cramming out of the system. Is that what the goal is?
No. For that goal, I think we would have to compare the different types of students and their learning results, so the grade of the exam. But that is not what we are doing in the bachelor thesis. We just want to see if self-efficacy helps you procrastinate less on, yeah.
Okay. So, how at this point you haven't started yet, have you, with this analysis, have you, or
No, I have met my supervisor several times, and we're talking about the underlying theory and the topic itself, but I've not started yet.
okay. So a couple of questions. Why did you choose this particular subject?
To be honest, I had a lot of subjects to I could choose from. I knew that I wanted to do my bachelor thesis with this one supervisor, and he has a lot of different topics he researches.
He researched, yeah.
And it just developed. We talked about different topics, and he told me what he was interested in. I told him what I was interested in, and it just developed in some direction. And
Okay.
then we came up with this topic.
Okay. So, how do you prepare yourself for such a project, and how are you going to implement it? So let's start with the preparation. How do you actually prepare yourself for this kind of study?
What do you mean by prepare yourself?
Well, you've got to somehow, you've got a blank piece of paper. You and your supervisor discuss this. You develop the idea. And then at some point, you have to start doing something before you actually go out and start researching what students do or do not do. So what thinking and what planning did you have to do, before you can actually start?
Yes, we decided to do the thesis on the topic of procrastination. So the first step was to read about procrastination. What are the effects of procrastination? What influences procrastination? Which forms of procrastination are there? So you just try to get as much information as possible about the topic. And then by talking about it, you develop some kind of theory, what you could research. And then you need to find a foundation in the existing literature. So you can't suggest anything. You can't say, I believe, well, I don't know. You have to find theories that are already established. Which help you formulate your question and your topic.
Okay.
So
So procrastination, in actual fact, is quite a complex thing.
yes.
I thought procrastination was simply I'm not in the mood to do something, so I'm going to push it down the road until I have to do it, because if I don't do it, the consequences will be horrible. that procrastination is actually a little bit more complex. That's new. Yeah. So for us who procrastinate but don't understand what it is, can you give us a brief summary about procrastination? 2 minute lecture.
As I said, procrastination is not doing something you're supposed to do, even though you know it will have bad consequences if you don't do it. And it has. Of course, it can influence your mood. It can influence your performance. It can influence motivational aspects. So that's what procrastination can do. But there are also several moderators to it. For example, if, as I said, if the deadline comes closer, you procrastinate less, or if the task you're supposed to do is something you really don't like, you procrastinate more. So,
Given that this field study that you're doing has to also have a foundation of the preparation phase, yeah, what do you do in order to record what you have done to prepare everything so that the field study has some concrete value at the end?
We have to plan it really exactly. We have to write what we are going to what we are planning to do and how we are planning to do it. And my supervisor even wants to you call it pre-register our study. That means that you use an online tool to write down what you want to do. It's something you do, which is established the last few years because there was a crisis in the psychology field because studies couldn't be replicated and there was a lot of faking.
Oh.
So nowadays you if you want to be a good researcher you want you have your studies pre-registered and you tell them I'm going to do this I have the theory that this and that will happen and the measures I'm taking are the following, and you have to explain everything really in detail. And so we are doing a pre-registration, and I have to write an exposé for my supervisor and the professor of the faculty, and they have
To evaluate this.
they have to give their opinion and say that it's okay to that the what I'm planning to do is okay.
And so writing the exposé also means you have to stick to certain rules in how to write it and the structure and the content, etc. Yeah, you just can't write well. One day I had coffee with my supervisor and we had a lovely chat and we decided to do this, that, and the other. And this is what I did. And ta la 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 la, blah, blah, Julia. Yeah.
Yes.
That's not the way to do it, no?
No. It has to have a certain structure. And so what I'm doing now is really the important part for the thesis because you have to decide which route you want to go and what measures you want to take. And after I've written the expose, it's only doing. It's no more thinking about it. It's only the
The
yes you
executing of it all,
yes
the
yes
executing. Oh, okay. Looking at timelines, so you're in the planning phase. When did you start? How long do you have to do this? And then if I understand this correctly, at some point you will then do the study itself. You will then get people to use the software, do something, and answer questions, etc. And then at the end, you will have an evaluation phase, and then you will have probably another phase. So what's the timeline that we are doing here, looking at here?
At the moment, as I told you, we are talking about the topic and what I'm going to do. And we have to decide before Easter.
So the end of March,
Yes, because then my supervisor will start to sell his learning software to the students. And at that point, I have to, they have to implement all the questions. So I have to know which question I want to ask in the software, and my supervisor will have to implement it. So this I need to do before the end of March. And then the field study starts. So we are
Collecting all
getting the,
of the data.
collecting all the data until the 15th of June, because then there's the exam for which the students prepare with the software. And my exposé, I will have to write it until the end of April. And with the exposé, starts a time of 12 weeks, which I have to write the thesis itself. So when I have written the exposé, I will have 12 weeks. So end of April, May, June, July, end of July, I will then be finished.
Okay, and then it's August and it's holidays. So just to wrap this one up for today, so your supervisor created some software designed to help students who study psychology at the University of Mannheim to help them understand statistics and the mathematical side of this subject, and then they are given exercises to prepare for an exam, and your role is to evaluate what they do, when and how they do it as best as possible using this software.
Yes and no. Everything you said is correct. But I just look at a really, really specific little part of what they are doing. I just want to see if the students who report a higher self-efficacy procrastinate less. It's a really
Detail.
small
Detailed part of
detail.
it.
Yes.
What happens if they don't buy the software?
Then we have less participants. If nobody buys the software, I would have a big problem. but I think 80 or 90% of the students of one semester buy it, because it's really helpful.
And it's competitively priced, yeah. So it's not that expensive to purchase.
No, it's not that expensive. I don't know what it costs, to be honest. But you can buy packages with other students, and I don't know, and it gets cheaper.
Okay, so you are then going to give your supervisor by the end of July, you are going to give him the results of your findings of your study. And what can he do with it, and what might he do with it, and what is he going to do with it?
We pre-registered the study, or we will pre-register the study. So if there is something interesting that I find, it is possible that he will publish it in some kind of journal, but that's the best thing that could happen if we find some interesting effect. Then he could publish it. What he can do is also, I didn't tell you yet, but I'm doing the thesis with with another student, and she she does a slightly different topic, and she, that's hard to explain. She wants to evaluate more generally how students use his software, and for him it's really interesting to know if they only use it to check if they understood everything, if they maybe learn with their books and the lecture, and just use the software to check if they understood everything correctly, or if they use the software really to learn. So they don't use their books and just use the software to repeat and repeat and repeat to learn the topic. So that's something we will find out with our thesis. And for example, this is a very interesting point for him to know, what are the yeah what's the normal usage of the software he developed.
So it is for him also a little bit of market research and product development, so that maybe not so much from your angle, but from your co-study person's angle, that he can then improve the product to make it more accessible and better for the students. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we have a basic understanding of where we are going in this. So Julia, thank you for your initial explanation in what I think is a very complicated subject. Yeah. And I look forward to asking more questions and discussing this with you over the next few months to see where this journey will take you, and what is interesting, and what you have learned out of this process. So thank you for speaking to us about it today.
Of course.